In the so-called Science Hall, shown in the upper left picture, Berlin's Royal Museums presented their collections inside a building that was built to look like a mosque. The picture directly below shows what was on display in this hall. On the basis of numerous objects, museums provided information on flora, fauna, and mineral resources, but also on indigenous populations in the German colonies. These objects were acquired under conditions of inequality. Some were even stolen, yet many can still be found in museum collections in Berlin today. Companies that initiated the first German colonial exhibition also advertised their products in three other large buildings. Have a look at the picture on the right. More than 240 companies exhibited machines, tools, weapons, instruments, electrotechnical devices, chemical products and food that came from colonial trade. The four printed advertising journals shown here were taken from the catalogue of the colonial exhibition. Many of those companies and brands mentioned there still exist today. For example, Daimler, Siemens, Balsen, Zarotti, Underberg, Faber and Bertelsmann.